All right, we're going to be in part two of our kind of like revisioning series. If you could pull that up for me, Mathen, I'm ready to roll. So we are looking at, we're looking at us is what we're doing. We're looking at ourselves, and we're looking at who we are as a church. And so we'll talk a little bit about what we talked last week, but in order to get us to where I want us today, we're going to be talking about some things that have some purpose here today. So you're going to help me understand what these things do, right? And I guarantee you, just by looking at them, you know what they do. Okay. What is this? Pizza cutter. Look, just by looking at it, you know what it's supposed to do, right? We cut our pizza with it. Just awesome. What is this? Ice cream scoop, right? It's really, some of the people said it's a melon bar. That is not true. That is not true. It is an ice cream scoop. It's really only got one purpose, and it does its purpose so well. Listen, give props to the ice cream scoop here. You know you love it. You know you love it. Every time you reach, it's a good. Anytime you reach for this, it's a good day. Okay, ice cream. You know what it is. Has an amazing purpose. What's this guy? Ooh, it's a pasta. It's a pasta ladle. It's a pasta ladle. So you'll use this for your maghetti, right? Right? Is that right, Marissa? For your maghetti, right? Right? That's what you use it for. What's this? A fly swatter. By the way, for those on Facebook, I'm trying to get it close to you right here. Hi, Kathy. Glad you're here. Right here, Fran. What'd you call it? Well, right. So it goes by many names in our house, but yeah. You can tell we're Italian, right? You can tell we're Italian. Anything that's got holes in it, as an Italian, you knew you wanted less air. You wanted less air, like friction coming through. You just, oh my gosh. Anyway, what we call this? Burger flipper. It's made to do one thing. Well, do what? Spatula. So spatula. It's a spatula or a pancake turner. So there's a difference. It's called a metal spatula. A rubber spatula is the thing that you would use to get your cake batter out of the thing. But anyway, you all know it. You know what to do with it. When you reach for it, last one. What's this? A whisk, right? Every single one of these items, utensils. Thank you. Thank you for making my sermon better. Thank you. All right. You know their purpose. You know what they're meant to do, right? You don't need to have a lot of thought process to understand what they do. But anyway, with that in mind, I want to kind of talk about where we were last week and then where we are going. So if I can pull this up. So last, as we are rolling out what I want us to understand of who we are as a church, what I want us to understand is when people walk in these doors, that they understand something about who they are and who we at Faith Alliance desire for them to be and who they should know that they can be. This is what we want. So everything here is based on Ephesians 2:10, and we're still going to be working through Ephesians 2:10. And so our first part that we looked at last week was this idea of identity. And this is our big idea for last week, right? You have an identity that is uniquely known to God. Don't worry about my cropping there. But anyway, it is uniquely known to God, that God made you and created you with a unique identity, that you are not some just rubber stamps, run the mill, that God uniquely created you, and that we reach our full potential when we come to know Jesus as our Savior. When we meet Jesus, that's why it says created in Christ Jesus, that when you come to know the Lord, you have a unique identity known to God. In fact, according to Isaiah, he calls you by your name to him, and that Jesus knows you and is known to God. That I can be known to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He knows me. Yes, why? Through Jesus. So the first thing, when people come to Faith Alliance, what I want them to know is they have an identity that is uniquely known to God in Christ. That Jesus makes them who they are called to be. Right? I think that's pretty solid theology there and a practicality as who we are. So now we're going to look at our second piece here, and that is purpose. Right? I want us to understand this idea, and that is that you are created with an intent. that you're not just here for no reason. Look according to Ephesians 2:10. For you are his craftsmanship, over to the left in the yellow, created in Christ Jesus for good works. But Jesus, hey, you have an identity. Okay. No, you have an identity to do something, that you were created with a purpose and intentionality. God just didn't make you, let's see where it goes. No, you have an identity, a purpose, right? Like, think about these utensils that we use every day that we discuss. You know what, when I look at them, I know what they're used for. Listen, you know as well as I do what this thing is meant to do, right? And it's a good day, right? How many here ever thrown out, and you know, by the way, the number one thrown out kitchen utensil is a pizza cutter. Because why? We leave it in the box. That's what we do, and we throw it out. And you know when you go to grab this the next time, you don't have the thing that you need to get the job done. And then we're that weirdo with a kitchen knife trying to cut that slice of pizza, right? You've all been there. But this, what was that? Don't, that is like, oh, cutting pizza with scissors? Oh, my God. Look, Anthony's getting mad. The Italians here getting mad. How dare you do that to the pizza with Robert? How dare you do that to the pizza? But listen, this is, you see this, and this is what you're meant. You know it. And listen, it does its job well. And when you reach for it, it makes things so much, it makes the world so much better when you have what you need to get the job done. And Jesus feels the same way because he's created you uniquely to do a work that will bring glory to God. So this is where we're at today. This is where I raided my kitchen pantry for you guys today. Now, translate that to Christ, that you've been created in Christ to have a purpose in Christ, to do good works. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But here's the problem that I see sometimes. We can know our identity, but we may not know our purpose. Well, I know who I've been made in Christ, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Right? I know Jesus loves me, but I'm kind of lost. Right? And there are kitchen utensils that we know they're kitchen utensils, but we don't know what they do. So you're going to help me see if you can help me identify these kitchen utensils. We know that there's something, but I just don't know what they're made for. Anybody know what that is? Oh, it is a lid opener. Well done, Jason. It's for opening lids. Wow, did you have one? These are antiquated, by the way. You've seen them. For like ball jars, mason jars. Difficult lids. Okay, what's this one? It is not a melon scooper. It's got, by the way, it's got a springy, that thing is meant to have some tension on it. That's an icebreaker. Oh, see? All of a sudden, if I tell you what it is, all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's what it's not immediately known. Dunk. That would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? Dunk. You probably have a couple people in your life you want, dunk. Not now. Now you have an ice maker in your fridge. What's this? What is it? Not an apple core. Where are you at?
I was thinking it was a mixer.
It's not a mixer. It's not a potato peeler. It's an ice shaver. It makes snow cones. Oh, man. See, it's not immediately known. All right, last one. Anybody know what this knife is made for? No, we're not doing bad things for people. Not a tomato slicer. Nope. It's advertised as a frozen food knife. Right, Susan? Susan's like, what? So listen, all these things, listen, I show you this, you know exactly what this is. I show you these things, all of a sudden you're like, I'm not exactly sure. I know that they're supposed to do something, but I don't know what they were created for. Now translate that. Here's the switch from the pastor. What about you? I know that they've been created, but I don't know what for. And so as I, what I desire for today, listen, I'm not going to figure this, by the way, this is between you and the Lord. What I'm going to do is pull out here some key ideas about what Ephesians 2:10 is trying to tell you about your purpose. I cannot tell you what your purpose is. Only Jesus can. That's a conversation that you have with him. And my desire is that you begin to find your purpose that makes this life so much better, right? That you bring joy. And we'll talk a little bit about this, because there are people in this world that need to know that they were created for a reason, and not just to flounder, not just to feel like you're alone in the ocean, not just to feel like I don't know why I'm even here. By the way, that thought has never come from Jesus. Why am I even here? If you ever said those words, I'm telling you right now, that is not the voice of the Lord. Because according to Ephesians 2:10, you were created in Christ Jesus for a reason. And God just doesn't make things just to make them. He makes them to make this place more beautiful. He makes them to bring glory and honor to him. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But today, do not leave here thinking that you are just some person unknown to God, that you have no purpose. And so my desire is, as Faith Alliance, as people have an encounter in here and outside of these four walls, that we have an opportunity to impact people, both in their identity and then to shift them through the process of what we call discipleship, to understand that they've been created with a purpose. This is who we are. This is the shift. That you're not just someone for no reason. That God made you specifically for a purpose. I want to highlight Paul for a moment, because this letter to the book of Ephesians, or to the people of Ephesus, this letter was written as this church. Paul goes into this town and begins to tell them all about, he stayed there for 2 years and preaches to every single person in this town in the amphitheater. And then it gets so bad that the local business owners realize that he's talking about this Jesus so much that these are guys who like hand make idols out of, like, they're silversmiths. They make idols out of silver. And they're like, if this guy keeps preaching, I'm going to lose my job. Like, nobody's going to want to buy my idols. So there's a riot in Ephesus at the time, so much so that they have to quarrel. The local magistrate has to, like, calm down the crowd. And he goes, what are we fighting over? Nobody kind of knows what's going on. It's all this chaos. But Paul knew full well, as he wrote this letter from a Roman prison, why he was there, writing to his friends who responded so powerfully to the gospel. He called himself a prisoner in chains. He knew exactly what he was created to do. This was a man who went from the road from a Pharisee to unto the road of a missionary, knowing full well he would do whatever it takes to glorify God. He knew it. He lived it out, and the world has never been the same. When you begin to find your purpose and what Jesus has called you to do, I'll tell you, your life is never the same. And so, what about you? What is your purpose? What have you been called by God? Why has God uniquely made you? For what purpose? To what end? So, let's get into our first point. Your purpose. Actually, this is my main point. Hang tight. My main point is this. Your purpose is to make this life better. Just like Jesus. I don't know if you know the story behind Jesus' coming. For 400 years, there had been nothing, no prophets, no nobody, until John the Baptist shows up, and all of a sudden, God broke through 400 years of silence. Jesus comes onto the scene, and nothing has ever been the same. The lives of the shepherds, the lives of the, you know the Christmas story, Bethlehem, all the hubbub was in Bethlehem. It went all the way 33 years to Jerusalem, and then next thing you know, the word scatters as a result. Jesus came into this existence, to a human existence, and changed everything. And my desire is what our purpose, we begin to understand. If you want a base level understanding, like 101, purpose 101, it's to make this life better, just like Jesus, so that others would have a better life, so that we would begin to share the gospel and tell people the good news, as we would know that I was made to serve God, to serve others. So what I want, if you need to know anything, even though you didn't know, maybe you didn't know what any of those are, or you're like, well, I don't know exactly where, all these utensils do is make life better for somebody, rather than doing it with your hands or a pair of scissors. But these are all to make your life a little easier. Our existence, God created you so that we would make this existence better here on earth for those around us. In order to understand that, I have 3 points. Let's get into it. First thing I want you to understand is, come on, your purpose begins and ends with Christ. It begins and ends with him. This is it. Take a look. For you were created in Christ Jesus for good works, right? How many people do you know make their lives about all types of crazy things? I'm going to name some things. You're probably going to know somebody who's made their life about this. Does anybody know that somebody that made their life about Disney? Anybody here? Right? They eat it. They sleep it. They go down to it. Their life is Disney. They buy the super duper packages and all that kind of stuff, right, with the bracelets or whatever. And then, like, now you can pay for like this genie line that guy cuts the line down by the rock. I don't know. I haven't made my life about Disney. But there are people that make this their lives about Disney. How many other people do you know? They make their life about running or exercise or whatever it might be, right? Maybe they're the same people. I don't know. But, like, listen, these are things that people make, and these are not bad things. Listen, if you like going to Disney, have a great time, that's great. If you like exercising, great. You'll be passing me on the road, right? Like, I get it. But what I want for you to understand is that our lives are meant to have a deeper sense of calling. Like, we are called to be something better than just to live and breathe and eat, right? So, like, this verse, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Or do we understand this verse to mean this? For you were created in Christ Jesus to go to work, collect enough money to retire comfortably. Is that your purpose? Listen, it might be your purpose for your life, but I'm here to tell you that it's not God's purpose for your life. Like, that word good works, your life is called to begin and end with Jesus. Whether or not, like, you, like, you're making me uncomfortable now, Matt. Like, this is, and I'm not saying, if we're here with some sense of affluence, God has blessed you. Awesome. I'm so happy for you. But what we are called to be is to make our lives about who he is. That's our purpose. To glorify God with everything that we are. To live out this calling. He didn't save you so that this could be it. He saved you so that we could be on fire for his gospel and change the world around us. Your purpose begins and ends with Christ. It is why Jesus saved you. It is why he called you. It is why he loves you. And so the first thing that I want you to understand this, that if you are here and you are hearing this message and you know that you've been uniquely created by God, your purpose begins and ends with Jesus at this point. And I want you to never make your life about so many other things. Or maybe you're here and you're like, I've made my life about all these other things and they've let me down every step of the way. Or I've made my life about this, or I tried this and I tried that, right? But I tell you, Jesus never fails you. Making your life devoted to Christ. Listen, there are people that still do not understand why I left UPS to become a preacher, right? Listen, no offense, it sure wasn't for the money, right? It sure wasn't for, like, to live high on the hog, right? No, it was to impact lives and see people changed and renewed by Christ. That is why I desired it. And guess what? I'm not the only one. As a church, this is our calling. This is our purpose. That everything we say and do as a church and as individuals begins and ends with Christ. That is the beginning of our purpose. And so we are called to make this life better. To live a life that looks like Jesus. He came into the world and he didn't make it worse. He made it so much better. Right? This little baby, this little infant baby that we celebrated at Christmas grew up and became a man and he healed. Right? Think about it for a minute. He changed it. And let me segue into our second point. The first thing I want you to understand is your life begins and ends with Jesus now. That is it. And all the other things filter through that. And it's not, we filter everything through what we desire. Begin and end with Jesus. Let's go to point two. Matthew, will you advance that for me? Do you have it? Thanks. Leave it better than you found it is point two. Have you ever heard that before? Where are my hikers? Anybody my hikers, right? You always hear this. By the way, big rule of scouts. If anybody ever did scouts, leave it better than you found it. It was a founding principle of the scout movement back in the UK that then filtered over to the United States. Desire is what you have, you're supposed to make it better. It's the first principle of anybody that has ever been in the scouting program. Our desire is, notice our verse to the left. You were created in Christ Jesus for what kind of works? What kind? Good works. You were created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And so, let me get my point here. Come on. Matthew, I might need you here. I'm done. Oh, there we go. I got it. Like I said, when Jesus came, he changed everything. And so I want to go to this next point here. In many ways, this world can bring about life change, and it's not always good, right? Some of you have experienced things that this life has kind of driven you away from certain experiences, have hurt you. This life doesn't always kind of go the way we want. But when Jesus came, he changed everything for the better. Sure, there were people who kind of resisted the change, like the Pharisees, but I tell you, anybody who was a leper at that time were considered an outcast. All of a sudden, Jesus comes and says, oh, no, come here. He touches them. He's probably the first person they touched in however many years since they've been diagnosed as a leper. There's someone here who's been at the pool for 38 years laying there. Jesus comes up, touches them, and their life changes, right? A man at the gate of Jerusalem, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus goes and makes his life better. This world will eat us up, but Jesus, he gives us a life to live a life that makes this place better, to leave it better than we found it. Jesus came into a broken world and began to bring healing to it by sealing the deal on the cross. So that we would live a life that would begin to change everything and to leave it better than we found it. There are people in your spheres that can have a better understanding of their purpose, their identity, of what this life, this world will chew us up and spit us out without any, this is the reality for some of our, that we have to tell our kids, right? They come home from a bad day, you know, whatever might happen, they bad relationship or something happened or a friend got hurt, and we tell them, man, I'll tell you, this existence is kind of tough sometimes. It's hard. But Jesus, he makes it, everything that he does is desiring to make this experience better. And what we're called to do is bring that same Jesus into a world that needs to make this place better. And we are strategically set where we are, I believe, to make the life better for those around us, right? There are people in your spheres that need to hear that this Jesus wants to make their life better. And they're just waiting for somebody to tell them. They're holding on by a thread. They're holding on to what this world does for us, and all that really does is kick us in the teeth. But Jesus restores us and lifts us up. You have a purpose in this life, and the purpose is to make this existence better for those around us, to leave it better than we found it. So my question is this world better since you have come to know Jesus? Have we been moved? Have we applied this to our lives? Have we gone out and shared this good news? Or has it just been kind of going on around us and we just kind of put up with it? Our purpose is meant to be so much more than to eat, sleep, and die. It's meant to be about Jesus, to begin and end with him. It's meant to be to make this place a better world than when we came into it. And lastly, to make this life worthy of his. So we're called, we were created in Christ Jesus to do good works that would be worthy of his sacrifice. This is our last point. Jesus lived a perfect life, and we all should understand this should be written on the tablet of our heart. He lived a perfect life, and then he died. He was sent to the cross and was killed, not for his sin, but for our sin, giving it all. God himself gave up his own life that every single one of us would find an identity and a purpose in this, right? And what I want us to understand is that price was paid so that you would gain purpose. God didn't save you so you can stay where you are today. Like, this work that happened on the cross, for those 6 agonizing hours, as Jesus bled and died and cried out, he's thinking of every single one of us in this room. He thought about the sins of the world, past, present, and future. Right? The sky grew dark. Jesus gave up his spirit. The earthquake happens. The tombs open up. It was not a very good day. But all that happened as we would come to know that, by the way, Sunday came, Jesus rose from the dead, victorious and ready to redeem his creation. All those who give their faith to him, they would now have a purpose. And so my desire is that we would understand that our lives are meant to bring glory to him and that his life was worth what we have today and not squander what Jesus has called us to do. So my desire is to begin to understand where we squandered this amazing sacrifice that Jesus did for us. Where have we made this life to be about something that isn't even on Jesus' radar? Where have we given our own life purpose that isn't even from God? Or where have we been lacking where we say, you know, this is where I need to understand my purpose in Jesus? That you were created for a specific purpose. Jesus saved you. Why? So that you go ahead, Baffin. Can you get that for me? Actually, there's only one more, so hang tight. You're redeemed so you can bring glory to God. At the bottom line of everything that we do, every single one of these tools makes life better. Our overall purpose as Christians is to glorify Jesus. The bottom line. He made you so you could glorify him. All of creation glorifies God. And it is the same true for you. And today, I want us to, the beginning of who we are in Christ begins with this purpose, that he gave his life so that we could be free and we could live a life that is worthy of the sacrifice that he gave. And the first thing that we do with that is bring glory to him. And so, with that in mind, go ahead, Matthew, give me that last slide. Overall, we'll use the pizza cutter. Overall, your life is to make this place a better experience, make it a better reality. For those who have no hope, to find hope. For those who are broken, to find healing. For those who need to be saved, that they get saved. Thank you for that powerful desire to see that happen in your family, Donna. Your purpose today is to glorify God. But it's got to begin and end with Jesus. So if you're lost here this morning and you're like, I don't know what to do with this, the first thing, it begins and ends with Jesus. And don't worry, he's going to show you what you're going to do. Number two, how can we take that knowledge of who he is and make this world a better existence? To make this a better place for others. And then three is, how do I live my life that is worthy of the sacrifice that he gave for me? And the answer is glorify him, glorify him, glorify him. So if you're here today and you are here and you're like, I do not know. I know that I'm created by him, but for what purpose? That's a great question to ask the Holy Spirit. In what ways do I need to be something that makes this life a better experience for those around me? That's a great question to ask the Holy Spirit. Why was I saved? That's a great question for the Holy Spirit. So my desire is that we go before him this morning. Because you're not going to stop hearing me talk about it. Just so you know, like this is what, I want us to be a place where people find their identity, find their purpose. And when those two things happen, we are called to action. We're so moved that we got to do something about it. By the way, spoiler for next week, come back next week because it's about action. You may not come back next week because I might be asking you to do something that you do not want to do. But Jesus is. But you can't do an action if you don't know who I am and what I'm meant to do. And this morning, we're going to go before the Holy Spirit and understand those two things. So that as we leave these doors, we are compelled to act for the gospel. Every single person on top of that mountain on the day that Jesus went to heaven, they had no idea what laid before them. At the bottom of the mountain was a Jerusalem still spinning from the death of Jesus. But yet here he is on top of that mountain 40 days later on top of that mountain, and he's desiring to change the world. And we are on the cusp of desiring to see our community change, but it's going to have to begin to know where we are and why we're here. So let's go before the Holy Spirit and do just that. Let's pray. Lord, lead us in this today. There are some of us here who maybe feel like that ice shaver. I know it's a utensil. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. But Lord, you have saved every single person in this room for you. Maybe there's somebody here who does not know their identity in Christ, and today's a day where they can put their faith in Jesus and have an identity that is uniquely written for them to then begin to find their purpose. When we cannot find our purpose apart from Jesus. And so, Lord, lead us today. If there's somebody here who needs to know Jesus, would you allow them to have a conversation with me, to talk to me? Talk to somebody here today. If there's somebody here who knows who Jesus is, but we don't know what we're supposed to do with it, Lord, would you make it clear? And some of the questions that we're asking today, would you solidify it? Would you use it so that we could change our community with action? And so lead us in this, Lord, as we are called to do good works, as we're called to make our lives begin and end with you, as we are called to leave this place better than we found it, and we're called to make a life that is worthy of your sacrifice. Lead us in this today by the power of your Holy Spirit, and let us never forget who you've called us to be. So give us purpose here today. You didn't save us so that we can feel like junk. You didn't save us so that we could feel like we're floating in the ocean all by ourselves. Holy Spirit, bring clarity here today to my friends. Bring clarity to what we're called to do with it. Thank you for this opportunity to dive into this scripture. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.